You are now in the north aisle, place number one, standing by the curved wooden steps and handrails leading up into the nave pulpit. The nave, which can seat up to 2,000 people, is used regularly for the Sunday morning sung Eucharist and for other occasions attended by large numbers of people. Concerts are also held here. The dark oak pulpit was designed by the architect Sir Ninian Comper in 1948. The pulpit itself is nearly 6 feet or 1.75 meters above the ground with a wooden tester or sounding board above it. Next, along the aisle in the same direction, is the Archbishop's throne. It stands under a tall canopy and is set on a carpeted base. Follow the curve of the pulpit steps and the handrails around. At the bottom you will find two carpeted steps. Follow these to the other side to find a rope. Use this rope as a guide to go 5 paces along the aisle to find the throne. It will be on your right. However, you may like to stay and explore the pulpit for longer before proceeding. Switch off now, and switch on again when you have moved on and found the throne.
The Archbishop occupies this throne when he attends services in the nave. You'll hear more about the role of the Archbishop when you visit the choir. The throne, made of dark mahogany wood from Africa, is one of many pieces in the minster designed by Sir Albert Richardson, consulting architect to the Dean and Chapter for many years. It's a memorial to Archbishop Garbett, and the panel in front of you has a carved decoration of 3 circles enclosing shields with coats of arms, which are all connected with the Archbishop. The shield to the right is of Southwark, his first diocese. To the left is Winchester, where he went next, and in the centre is York, where he remained until he died.
You will next visit one of the huge stone crossing piers at the end of the aisle. Find the rope again and follow this along to the end to find the pier, which will be directly ahead of you. Switch off now and switch on again when you have found the pier.
The massive pier that you're standing by is one of 4 which support the central tower. It's 56 feet or 17 metres around the circumference. The square central tower is 197 feet or 60 metres high, so this strong support is essential. However, the masonry core of the crossing piers is thought to be Norman, 300 years older than the tower itself. In 1966, serious cracks were found in all the piers. Over the next 5 years, the foundations were excavated and now they've been made secure with huge concrete collars. These can be seen in the Foundations Museum, along with the Roman and Norman work revealed as a result of the excavations. The North Aisle, where you are now, was started in 1291 in the 13th century decorated style of Gothic architecture. As its name suggests, it was very ornamental in form and produced very elaborate carvings and mouldings.
The rope is connected to a respond, or rounded half column, that supports the aisle vaulting. Like all of the minster, the pier is made from cream-coloured magnesian limestone from a seam near Tadcaster and at Sherburn in Elmet. Stone from the same geological strata at Doncaster is still used today for restoration work. Feel the texture of the limestone, which is smoother in comparison with the sandstones you may have touched in other cathedrals. Next, feel to the left around the pier, where you will find a piece of wall. Follow this to discover the 5 rounded respons which support the high pointed arch between the aisle and the transept. As you follow these along, you will hear the acoustic difference when you move from the lower aisle into the very high transept. After the 5th respond is a piece of straight wall. The next respond after that supports the vault of the transept. Vaulting is a curved ceiling and was the only way in which large spaces could be spanned by stone, a material which reduced the fire risk. As you heard, though, the nave vault is made of wood, as the width was too great for vaulting without excessive support. To the left of this respond is a panel with square mouldings at the sides. After this, you will find another group of responds. Follow these around until you reach the fourth and largest one and hear the high and more open space of the crossing. Stop by this fourth respond.
This respond supports the highest arches, which are between the transepts and the crossing. From this position, you will hear above you the space of the central tower, which was built after an earlier one collapsed in a storm in 1407. The tower was built in the perpendicular or upright style of Gothic architecture by William Colchester, master mason to King Henry IV at Westminster. In 1472, the tower interior was painted and must have been a splendid sight. Contemporary accounts list the purchase of 3,100 livres of beaten gold, as well as a quantity of paint to carry out this work. Your next stop is place number 2, the pulpitum screen. With your back to the pier, walk straight ahead over the crossing to a similar pier on the other side. This will bring you to the north corner of the pulpitum screen. Switch off now and on again when you are by the pulpitum screen.